This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I made a very abrupt decision a very long time ago. When I was working with Gun Owners of America, I was one of their people that they would send out there to be on other radio shows. And one of the things I figured out is that it made no sense whatsoever to go on an opposing left-leaning outlet. Because it was never about anything factual. It was always about trying to score points. It was always about trying to push the propaganda. I was the last one that I'm aware of with GOA before they went through their big change. And I don't know if they've changed that or not. But Tom Hartman, which most of you probably don't even know who he is, he is the biggest left-leaning radio show out there today. I think he may be even top 10. Top 20, definitely. And Tom always... Tom's show is all act. He's not really left-leaning. He just figured out, I can be the only one, and this way I'll be the biggest one. And that's how he makes his bones. But he would come on there, and one thing that you're always going to find out is that whenever a conservative, MAGA, America First populist goes on any other outlet, which, let's talk about the mainstream, the fake stream, they're going to ask the question, they're going to answer the question, and then they're going to challenge you to go against the answer of the question that they just asked and answered for you. So they've already gotten out there and they've already said what they had to say. And now that they've said what they have to say, this is where editing comes in. Yeah. Now, the other day, J.D. Vance, for reasons that go beyond anything I could possibly imagine, he was on George Stephanopoulos' show. And, he was 13 minutes into a really good takedown of him. And Stephanopoulos decided to... I'm not going to call it censorship. It wasn't going the way he wanted it to go. It wasn't censorship for him to do what he wanted to do. It's his outlet. It's his show. So he did what he wanted to do. And he was accused by Vance of going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole by insinuating White House border czar Tom Homan engaged in criminal activity. Well, then J.D. Vance, quite correctly, said to Stephanopoulos, whatever his name is, And here's, George, why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Because you're talking for now 5 minutes with the Vice President of the United States about the story regarding Tom Holman, story that I read about, but I don't even know the video that you're talking about. And meanwhile, low-income women can't get food because of the Democrats and Chuck Schumer have shut down the government. You're insinuating criminal wrongdoing against a guy who's done nothing wrong instead of focusing on the fact that our country is struggling because our government is shut down. And Stephanopoulos, he got out there and the mask slipped way off. And he said, it's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. I asked whether Tom Holman accepted $50,000, as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September 2024. And you didn't answer the question. Thank you for your time this morning. Which is a very long way, long-winded way of saying, I just lost the argument. Now, J.D., he wasn't going to take that, so he said he tried to continue on, but then the producers pulled his plug. And then they went to commercial. The thing about the news, you know, the mainstream news is simply this. They want you to believe that they are the only arbiters of truth. Only they. And, well, that's not what the news is supposed to do. If the news was accurate, instead of saying that this was a definite, right? He could have said, as reported, or it is being reported. And, you know, this is a guy that worked for Clinton. You know, he's a little garden gnome kind of guy. He's already losing viewers, and he has been a part of the now record low trust in media. And yet, because he exists in an echo chamber, he has no other way to speak to an audience other than this one. Now, Stephanopoulos is the one that repeated the false claim that that Trump raped E. Jean Carroll. And then ABC had to pay $15 million to his presidential library fund. And so now he's doing the same sort of thing, I guess, to escape whatever accountability that might be out there. But I don't know the point of a George Stephanopoulos show now. I say it on purpose the wrong way all the time. I don't understand the purpose of having him on there. He was not a journalist when he got the show. He's not a journalist now. I don't even remember what he did for Clinton, besides be really short and be the only thing moving in the garden, because he's a garden gnome. So, and Stephanopoulos really seems to have a lot of problems with J.D. Vance, because he's always, every time he has him on, he's always having to mute his mic. But here's the thing. The Republicans, whether they are rhinos or not, should simply say, you know what? We're not going to give you any more ratings. You get up there and you say, oh, we're going to have this on the show. We're going to have he on the show or she on the show. And hey, no more. We're just not going to show up. Sorry. And I don't understand why this continues. When they play dirty by cutting a mic, instead of doing that, when they start coming down the road, coming down at you with this false narrative, just get up and walk out. or refuse to participate in the one-sided charade any longer. That's what I did with Tom Hartman. He'd ask me the question, and then he'd start answering. And he'd be like, so what do you say? I said, I just tell him, well, listen, Tom, you just answered the question, right? You know the answers to it. Why are you even having me on the show? I wish I were getting paid for this. So anyway, coming up next, it is 2A Tuesday, and we're going to be talking to Dewey Lemons from Dewey's Pawn Shop with what might be some big news. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
hunting, sport shooting, power tools, Rolex watches, whatever you need, you can find it at Dewey's. Joining me now from Dewey's is Dewey Lemons. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey there, Mr. Bill Freddy. You doing good today?
I'm good, but you have a big announcement to make.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to Traders, our gun store on Wade Hampton Boulevard, we're going to close it down. It's going out of business.
But
So we're going to do a going out of business sale. All that inventory over there, I mean, it's well way over half a million in inventory has got to be sold out. We got to sell it all. And so get over there and check them out and get it before it's gone, because we're going to sell it all cheap as we can, as fast as we can.
How long, I mean, will this go on for however long it takes to sell it all?
Oh, it's going to take, yeah, probably at least till the end of the year. Yeah. At least till the end of the year. Probably it might take a little more time than that, but at least till the end of the year.
Now, have you gotten to the point where you're saying, okay, we're going to be reducing it by sales, going to be 10%, 15%, 9%? What have you gotten to that point yet?
No, I haven't got that point yet, but I told them a while ago, I said, if you can give them a deal, give them a deal on anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Roll it. Move it on out.
Now, Traders has a huge selection of ammunition and accessories and guns. Huge.
Yep. They do. They should have the same thing. We got 30-06 deer rifles over here for $299.
Yeah.
I got 300 Win Mags for $399. We got AR-15s for $349. So and there might even be some ARs cheaper. They're pulling a bunch out today, but I got on the phone here before I had time to see what the pricing was.
Right.
But yeah, we're so they should be able to do the same thing and even better over there.
Now,
rolling out some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to move some inventory. Between now and the first of the year, we're going to get rid of a bunch of inventory.
Now, I'm going to presume that if somebody buys something for a really good deal, that was that one unique gun, and it's gone, and there won't be another one ordered in its place, right?
No, probably not. Now, they got a bunch in the back. They got a lot of inventory stacked up over there. So, but I know Glocks. I mean, he's got 20, 30 Glocks, you know, probably stacked in the back. And so there are a lot of guns he's got. I'm going to have 2 and 3 and 4 of whatever sales good and everything.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to move them out and get that inventory gone out of their building.
Now, somebody just asked me a question. I don't know if I really want to open this can of worms, but like, if they go in there looking for something specific and they don't have it, is that where the savings are going to be at Traders and they don't need to be calling you and saying, well, hey, have you got it? Would you sell it to me like that?
Well, if they ain't got it over there, they can't sell it to them, you know. If they ain't got it, they can't sell it to them. But yeah, you know, they can still until the first of the year, they can still order stuff for you. If you know, if you need something special,
right,
order, that they can get it, you know, until the end of the year, we're going to still do that. But yeah, and if we've got something over here that somebody wants, yeah, we'll work a deal with you, because everybody knows, if you've been to both stores, we got, you know, 10 times more inventory than they do. So we'll
yep,
make a deal too.
Well, I'm being asked some questions. So, like, if somebody wants to know, if he's from North Carolina, can he buy a rifle from you,
yes,
without having to transfer?
Yep.
And no, Dewey's is not closing. Traders is closing. Do you have any AR-10s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got lots of AR-10s.
Yeah. They got good AR-10s. What about, do you have any Walther PPKs that at a pretty good deal anywhere in there?
We got Walther PPKSs, I know, and there might be some PPKs also. I don't know how many they have over at Traders, but we have 3, 4, maybe 5 of them over here at Dewey's.
Yep.
A lot of Walthers.
What about the Canic MC9? I don't know all the, you know.
I don't know that model, but I know we got a whole bunch of Canics.
Yeah. Well, I think the MC, I think they're all the same gun, and for some reason, instead of saying the Glock compact or something like that, they they have like a MC9 or something. I don't know. This is MC9 Prime. Yeah. I'll have to look that up while we're talking.
They do a lot of variations in those mechanics. They sure do.
The only guns somebody cannot buy from you if they're from out of state without them having to transfer FFL to FFL are handguns, correct?
Yeah, handguns you're only allowed to sell in the state where you live, you know, to people who live in your state. Yeah, it's not a new thing. It's been that way for a long time.
But you can buy it and then get FFL information where you live, and then you would ship it to them, right?
We can ship it to another dealer for you, and you'll have to go to that dealer and pick it up, yes.
So, I mean, and sometimes there are charges involved with that.
So yes, most dealers. I think we charge $30 for transfers, and I think most dealers are right around there. There's some $25, and there are some that are $50. But, you know, every dealer's got their own. They can set their transfer fee whatever they want to.
Right, right.
But we charge $30 for a transfer fee.
The MC9 is one of the metas, one of the little shorty meta guns.
And okay, I'm not even, yeah.
You know, all of us pronounce Canic wrong. Do you know how you actually pronounce Canic?
Yeah, at Dewey's we pronounce it Canic.
But I think in Turkey they pronounce that Yannick. But we ain't in Turkey.
No, we ain't in Turkey. In fact, no. You know, I only been there one time, so I have a hard enough time speaking English, so I don't need to learn to speak Turkish.
You don't need to get in there and go, well, it's a silent C that sounds like a Y.
Yeah, you know, I didn't do too good in school. That's why I'm still working in a pawn shop.
Well, I don't know that I would characterize it that you're working at a pawn shop. But you, anyway, let me ask you a question. With AR-10s, right?
Yep.
Whenever I see everybody talking about battle rifles, it's always going to be, you know, like the Garand or the M1A or one of those. I can't remember the other gun that's the magazine-fed one. They never talk about the AR-10 as a battle rifle. Do you think the AR-10 is a maligned gun?
I do not know what the situation is with that, and I do know that some special forces guys did use some AR-10 versions, but they were, I don't know who they were made by, but I do know some of the special forces guys that use some of those. And of course, you know, your H&Ks, you know, the HK-91, that's, you know, that is the 308 battle rifle right there for the world. I mean, it's, but, I don't know why you don't see more, you know, a whole bunch of ARs in 308 in the military. I don't know why. It's a lot more recoil. It's a heavier gun. But I'm sure there's some kind of reason. But those, in fact, you know, there was a guy who used to sell a few of them to the military, to the government, who made them in 300 Winchester short mag.
Right.
And he guaranteed them half-inch group. That's been 10 years ago since I talked to that guy. I don't know if he's still doing them or what. I don't even remember the name of them or something.
But, the one I have is a very accurate gun, but you guys set up the optic on it, so that's why. Anyway, so now, when does the sale start at Traders? When does this start?
Oh, it's right now.
Yeah.
Right now. I talked to him today and told him, said, hey, we need to start rolling and moving. And I said, take all the chairs out of the store and throw them out. Y'all not going to be sitting down no more. You're going to be selling stuff to people nonstop.
There you go. So if you're looking for a gun, if you're looking for a Glock, if you're looking for shotgun, ARs, you need to really seriously think about saving some money going to Traders, because they're not going to transfer any inventory to anybody. Everything is going to get sold. That all starts
today. We're going to sell it. We're going to get rid of it. Yep.
There you go. Listen,
and of course, we still got, you know, we got a ton of ARs over here at Dewey's. Like I said, you know, we got them starting at $349, and we got deer rifles at $299. I got a nice 300 Win Mag out there, you know, for $399. I mean, we loaded down with guns. Inventory is high, and now's the time to get a deal. Binoculars, I mean, I even got a whole bunch of binoculars out there. So,
I hear you.
Scopes. We've been mounting a lot of scopes for people. A lot of people missed some deers this past week, and they want new scopes. So, come on, we'll fix you up if you need a new scope.
Well, I'll be there to see you very shortly.
All right. Good
deal. Thank you for joining me today.
All right, have a good one, and everybody take care and be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Dewey's Pawn Shop. Sale is a-coming. I was asked the other day about who they let go of on the Israeli side. I have some of the names now, if you were really interested in that. That in just a second. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
hostage taking is a tricky business, right? Tricky business. And, when they take hostages, time is not on your side, right? On October 7th, when Hamas took all those hostages, there's really no way to go after them because there just wasn't enough people ready to react at that time. They were still sort of reeling from what had happened. And, I mean, if you want to see how somebody would react to it and actually do something, you just got to look at former Representative Alan West. In 2003, when he was still a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, he was charged in an incident that involved the beating and mock execution of an Iraqi policeman, with West firing a gun near the Iraqi man's head during the interrogation. He was doing this to find out where they were taking his people. Time was of the essence. This was in combat. So, Israel wanted their living hostages back. And there were 50 hostages left, only 20 still alive. And still Israel celebrated this. And as part of the deal, right, Israel released thousands of Gazans, including 250 life-sentenced jihadis. So they gave up a lot for 20 living people and 30 bodies. They gave up a lot. And some of these guys, like Iyad Abu al-Rub, he was a commander in the West Bank, convicted for a deadly suicide bombing in Israel that killed 7 people. He was in the second Intifada, the senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Jenin and leader of the group's military wing. And these were actually 2 suicide bombings. And he also planned for more suicide bombings and fired on Israeli forces multiple times. So, the state of Israel, they're pointing out that they gave up this person because there's no comparison to an innocent Israeli hostage spending 2 years in Hamas captivity simply for being citizens of a Jewish nation. Then there's Imad Qasima. He organized the twin bus suicide bombings in Beersheba in 2004 that left 16 Israelis dead and 100 others injured. He also trafficked weapons. He was originally sentenced to serve 16 life terms. So, a lot of terrorists were released in order to bring this to a close. All of them were killers, and all but one of them murdered multiple Israelis. Bakr Badr, a Hamas terrorist, jailed for several deadly attacks, including the 2003 Zifrin bombing that killed 9 soldiers and the 2004 Tel Aviv bus stop terror attack. Abdul Jawad Shamasna. He was serving life for 4 murders, including the 1990 killing of 2 Jerusalem teens, a taxi driver, and an IDF soldier. See, my problem with letting these guys go, and I understand why they did it. I understand why they did it. But my problem with letting these guys go is that these guys were going after non-combatants, non-military targets. October 7th, mastermind Yahya Sinwar was traded back to Gaza in a previous hostage deals when the Israelis released hundreds of prisoners for a single soldier. And this is because the Palestinians know that Israelis value life more than they do. But Islam commands jihad, and jihad will exist as long as Islam exists. And in fact, Hamas is already rounding up any Gazans who might have collaborated with Israel. And I have been hearing about public executions. That's probably what we're hearing about, talking about here. And the biggest issue the Muslim nation faces today is other Muslims, is Islamic jihadis. If they don't dare go the way that they want people to go. Let's try to get this call in here right quick. Let's go to John from Spartanburg. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
You know, talking about these terrorist organizations and stuff, you know, I believe the people themselves are going to have to put a stop to it. We're not going to be able to stop them. And, you know, talking about another terrorist organization, Antifa, you know, Tim Kaine's son is part of that.
Not surprising. Not surprising at all.
You know, we can go over and give them all the aid they want, this and that, but until the people actually stands up and take their place back, it's not going to stop.
That's true. That is very true. So, I mean, never been said better, man.
I know, right? I mean, it kills me. You know, the people tolerate that crap and allow that crap to go on, and when they have the power themselves to stop it, but they won't. They just keep encouraging it and encouraging it.
Indeed. Let me bounce there, sir. I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I hope he wasn't joking. The FBI secretly monitored the phone records of 8 sitting Republican senators in an abusive fishing expedition. And that is a bigger scandal than Watergate. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Way back in 1972, a very small team of operatives connected to Nixon's re-election campaign broke into the DNC offices in the Watergate complex, and they were going to install listening devices. There has never been any conclusive evidence indicating that Nixon personally ordered or even knew of the break-in beforehand. But Watergate shaped the American political consciousness for a very, very long time. It gave the world a permanent suffix for scandal, and it became a big symbol of abuse of power. And it was a very severe crisis that only ended in the resignation of a U.S. president to preempt removal from office. So, 53 years later, when you see what's coming out of the Biden administration, that makes the whole Nixon campaign operatives, they look like a bunch of clumsy oafs. According to a newly released document from Chuck Grassley, the FBI secretly monitored the phone records of at least 8 sitting Republican senators. While their It is said they did not access the content of the conversations. It could see who was called, when the calls were made, how long they lasted, and even the location data. And the justification was special counsel Jack Smith's phony investigation into whether Trump sought to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Even if he had done that, it has no connection to those senators. It provides no reason for examining their communications. And especially since their phone records were sought 3 years after the election, 2 months after Trump had already been indicted for allegedly trying to overturn it. That entire thing was a flagrantly abusive fishing expedition carried out without worrying about consequence. The internal FBI document confirming that those actions was then buried in a secret prohibited access file, and then Cash Patel found it. And the big difference here is not so much scale, but method and intent. Because where the Nixon break-in involved a handful of people in a single office, this operation represents the weaponization of the entire security apparatus against a political movement. And as a highly sensitive investigating matter, or as they say it, a SIM, it is very unlikely that surveillance of any senator's communications occurred without the knowledge of senior leadership, including Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray. The official FBI document released by Grassley is a formal internal agency record confirming their monitoring of the phone records, confirming that it was not a rogue operation, but a sanctioned and coordinated activity. So, in other words, it was a deliberate abuse of power. And the officials are not newcomers beyond Smith, Garland, and Wray. The latest document released by Grassley on Monday, once again, implicates FBI agent Timothy Tybalt, a well-known figure in anti-Trump operations. Tybalt has been involved in nearly every fabricated investigation since 2016. The scale of this is astonishing. Earlier whistleblower disclosures showed that this did not stop with the senators. That was just the beginning. At least 92 Republican groups and individuals, including Turning Point USA, were targeted. And this election investigation was never a genuine inquiry. It was a coordinated campaign to undermine the movement. So the contrast could not be more stark. And that's why the current crisis is far darker than Watergate. Instead of breaking into an office, senior officials broke into the Republic. They broke into the laws and the institutions and the trust in government. And there will be no Watergate moment. There will be no early morning raids on the architects of this scandal. There's not going to be a public reckoning. There's a couple of reasons for this. First of all, the left was doing this on a high scale. It's not just one of these things where they could just, this is the only thing they did. So there's so many other things that are going to come out with it, with USAID, what we found out with Doge, all these other things. Now this on top of it. So nothing's going to come of it. Now that's bad enough. But the other bad here is that unless those responsible are held accountable, government power will continue to be weaponized. And history will repeat itself. Shortly. Now, in a little less than a month, Straight Talk is going to be at the Clinton House. And I'm going to be doing a remote during CanCon. CanCon, Carolinas. And joining me when we get back will be Luke Hartle from Recoil Magazine, and we're going to talk about CanCon and what you can find out about CanCon and a few questions you may have right now concerning CanCon. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.